The Republican contract view reflects in many cases an outright hostility to governmental action, although in some cases a curious willingness to increase the federal government's control over our daily lives. The Republicans now have proposed to cut education, nutritional help for mothers and school children, anti-drug efforts in our schools, and other things which, to me, appear to target children in order to pay for tax cuts for upper-income Americans. I do not believe that that is consistent with our interest as we build America into the 21st century and we move into this new global economy.
House Speaker.
I'd like to ask you a question, if I might, about affirmative action. I know your administration is now reviewing all of those affirmative action regulations, but there's some concern that this might be the prelude to a backing off of those policies. In fact, Jesse Jackson earlier this week expressed the opinion that maybe if you did, he might even run against you. But my question really on that issue is, what about the many Americans who really feel that they have been punished by affirmative action? And I'd like to get your comments on that.
I have asked for a review of all the federal government's so-called affirmative action programs because I think it's important that we analyze, number one, what they do and what a lot of times people mean different things when they use affirmative action. So I want to know what these programs are exactly. I want to know whether they're working. I want to know whether there is some other way we can reach any objective without giving a preference by race or gender in some of these programs. Those are the three questions we need to ask. So I would say to you, where we can move ahead based on need, we ought to move forward and we shouldn't move backward. There's still a lot of people who aren't living up to their capacity in this country and it's hurting the rest of us. And so I want this analysis to finish. I will then make a decision in a prompt way and I'll tell the American people what I think and I will proceed to act in the context of the government.
Mr. President, it seems like every day another Republican is jumping into the presidential race. It also seems like every day we are reading about your election campaign and who is in and who is out. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about the kind of organization that you're putting together. And I also wanted to ask you about a comment that Senator Dole made yesterday when he was asked about why he didn't meet the Democrats' demands to take Social Security out of the fight over the balanced budget amendment. He said, you have a president who has abdicated his responsibility. If you had a real president down there, we might think about it.
My response to that is that Senator Dole's been part of Washington for 30 years, and he hasn't always been in the minority. And when I got here, policy supported by his presidents and deficits run up under a Republican administration. Remember, they had this town 20 of the last 26 years. They were making all these proposals. Had given this country a $4 trillion debt, quadrupled in the 12 years of Republican ascendancy. And since I've been president, we got a lower deficit, a lower unemployment rate, a lower inflation rate, a higher growth rate. Now, I think that's a pretty good record, and I'll be glad to put it up against all that kind of name-calling and all the stuff that they want to do. But you know what I really want to say is, we got to stop all this. It's March of 1995. I mean, I was a governor, and I was at a severe disadvantage, and I didn't even announce for president until October of 91. I mean, we can't have everybody all torn up and upset about playing politics here for the next 6-7 months. We got a lot of work to do. And I think we should relax and do it. I will, in an appropriate way, organize and proceed with my own efforts, but I've already given you my speech. We got more peace, more prosperity, and fewer problems we had when I showed up. And meanwhile, I'd like to work with them to continue to make progress. We can do things together. Yes?
Mr. President, you have an independent counsel investigating yourself and your wife. You have another independent counsel investigating your former agriculture secretary. The Justice Department is soon about to make decisions on whether independent counsel should investigate your secretaries of commerce, housing, and transportation. Combining the independent counsels with those others like Webster Hubble and Roger Altman who've resigned after some ethical problems, how can you explain what's happened to your administration after you came into office promising the most ethical administration in history?
Well, first of all, let's look at each one of them. The only people, Roger Altman resigned, even though the finding was that he had violated no law and no rule of ethics. And he made a major contribution to this country. Let's just look at that. Secondly, in all the other examples, Secretary Espy was the single person who resigned because the subject of his activity involved things he had done as Secretary of Agriculture. We live in a time now where the first thing people call for is a special counsel. So if you look at the rules and you look at the facts instead of the number of investigations, man, there's no way to control that under that new law. All you got to do is have a certain number of members of Congress ask, and then it triggers this prospect.
Do you expect a challenge from within your own party, and do you think that would be destructive for Democrats?
Well, I don't expect it. I don't not expect it. I don't know what will happen. I hope there won't be one. I think it would be a mistake for the Democratic Party. And again, I would say, what would the issue be? The country is in better shape than it was 2 years ago. I get tickled. I laugh every time I see one of my Republican aspirants. They have a big fundraiser, and they give them a bunch of money because a lot of them are angry that we raised income taxes on the top 1.2% of people to bring the deficit down. But I'll bet you almost everybody going to those fundraisers for those Republicans is doing better under our economic policies in the last 2 years than they were before. So my job is just to do the best job I can, reward work, support families and communities, offer opportunity, demand responsibility in these changes, and keep moving forward. That's what I'm going to do. And this is a difficult, tumultuous time, but this country is doing better. And I am determined to keep fighting for the interests and the values of middle-class people. And I'm going to let the election take care of itself, as I believe it will. Thank you.